R. Kelly faces life in prison after jurors in New York convicted the R&B singer yesterday of racketeering and several counts of sex trafficking. For decades, young women and girls made allegations against Kelly. His suggestive music even alluded to his proclivity for children. And in 2002, Kelly went to trial on charges of making child sex abuse videos. He was found not guilty on all counts. But it wasn't until several investigative reports, including the 2019 documentary Surviving R. Kelly, that prosecutors took another look at the accusations. Dream Hampton is the showrunner and executive producer of Surviving R. Kelly, and she joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Dream, shortly after the verdict, you tweeted, "It was time for this to end." There is a lot in that statement because we're talking about abuse that spans decades. For you, does this feel like justice?
I hope that it feels like the beginning of some justice for people of all genders who've survived R. Kelly. It's complicated. You know, I'm someone who hasn't spent a lot of my time organizing against sexual and gender violence. I've spent a lot of my adult life organizing against the criminal justice system, prisons, police. And so it's not lost on me that this is complicated, you know, that the rehabilitation for abusers, for instance, doesn't happen inside prisons. I also wish that there was real restitution for these survivors. I know that healing is a lot of things. It's messy. It could take decades, but it's also expensive, you know? And I think about all of the resources and the money that R. Kelly spent on abusing his victims. He had an ecosystem that was really complicated and included lots of flights and maintaining staff to control half dozen women at a time sometimes. And I just think about all of the resources he spent on his predation and his abuse. And I think about the kind of reporting that's been happening lately around his finances. And I just been thinking a lot about restitution, quite frankly.
Your 6-hour long documentary, I mean, it's considered the most comprehensive look to date of the allegations against Kelly. And you unearthed so many stories. I mean, the details that you lay out here about the ways that he was able to fund these crimes. You heard so many stories from so many women, many of whom were not silent through all of this. I mean, they were speaking out about what happened to them. What surprised you the most about this saga?
The work that Jim DeRogatis, for instance, the reporting that he was doing.
Chicago writer, who was the person who broke the story in 2000 about R. Kelly, accusations against R. Kelly.
That's right. But yes, Jim DeRogatis is 25 years of reporting, incredible reporting, you know, by Black women, beginning, quite frankly, with Lola Ogunaki. You know, I can remember her going to Chicago as soon as that local reporting was broken by Abner, by Mary, and by Jim DeRogatis. And, you know, so the medium, seeing these women on camera share their stories and reopen that trauma so that people could feel as well as hear them, I think it meant something.
This is the first major case, I guess you would say, after the Me Too movement that is seeking justice for Black and brown women specifically. What impact do you think this verdict might have?
I'd like to think that this means that Black women and girls will be taken seriously, you know? And here I'm also talking about extrajudicially. I'm thinking about in our communities. I'm thinking about questions of restorative justice. You know, when women of all races, when victims of sexual crime of all genders go to report these crimes, they are often met with further abuse, quite frankly. There's been so much work done around that. I think of Andrea Ritchie's Invisible No More. I think of the work that Miriam Kaba has done. So I don't know that a trial is some penultimate example of how and where justice can be found. Again, if this brings the victims some relief, if it puts them on a healing journey, then, you know, it brings me relief also.
Dream, you and I are of the same generation. We grew up listening to R. Kelly. I mean, up until very recently, you couldn't go to a party or backyard barbecue without R. Kelly being on the playlist. I mean, we even see that his music is still receiving millions of downloads. As we sit here and we reflect not only on this conviction, but the last 30 years of R. Kelly, 20 of whom under allegations of sex abuse, how do you reconcile that? How do not only the victims heal, how do we heal?
This too is a question for the ages, you know, and I can't say that I have some clean record on this. I've long stopped listening to R. Kelly, who I consider to be probably the greatest R&B singer of my generation. But it wasn't hard to stop listening to him, knowing as early as, you know, 2002, when the tape of him abusing a 14-year-old went viral on the streets pre-internet, it was easy to stop putting money in his pocket, knowing how he was using that money. For those who find it impossible to stop streaming his records, you're right. He's back at 5 million streams a month, which is about his average. Just know that your money will go towards a restitution fund for some of his victims. With a conviction, it changes the dynamics of this whole story when it comes to that, you know, to the financial restitution. The question of art versus artist is an old one. And like I said, I failed many tests. I remember Pearl Clegg from another generation wrote a book about Miles Davis after his autobiography was released. And she asked that we boycott him. And I tried and I failed. When I go to the south of France, which I do, you know, I go and I visit the Picasso Museum, knowing that this man, you know, rearranged the interiors of these women's lives in real life, not just on canvas, that he was incredibly abusive. So this is an age-old question, and I don't have the answer to it. But if you are unable to stop listening to R. Kelly, I hope that your money goes towards a victim fund.
Dream Hampton is a filmmaker, showrunner, and executive producer of the documentary series Surviving R. Kelly. Dream, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Oh, thank you so much.